This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's show is what you're listening to. I happen to be the dude who the show is named after, Kevin Jackson, Fox News contributor. Yes, I said it. You heard it. It is official. It's been official for quite some time, but we had to let Fox announce it first. That's what I was alluding to before, folks. But now that Megyn Kelly has announced it, I can announce it to you, Fox News contributor, Kevin Jackson. You're not just, I don't know, is that a big deal? I've been on Fox a lot. I've been a guest on that program at least 100 times. And, you know, it means it's a big deal to me because it means I'm officially on the payroll of Fox. So the people that say, Kevin, you get paid to say, you know, you're a sellout, you get paid. Okay, technically they're correct now. Other than the fact that I don't say anything that I wouldn't say to anybody else, to you. So, you know, I'm happy that it's done. Does it change our relationship? No, it's still the same. You had me at hello. But anyway, I'm excited to have you guys come along in my little journey. This is a show where we study liberals, the Black Sphere University. You can find out more about that at kjradio.com. I study liberals, and I know more about liberals than any other person in the world, including some of my idols, the great Rush Limbaugh and many others. I now am at the level of chancellor in my university, and, you know, Rush has EIB, I have TBSU, the Black Sphere University. And what do I tell you about liberals? Liberals are the people who say, if you're not supposed to abuse cough syrup, why does it come with a shot glass? Huh? Huh, Kevin Jackson? Let me just tell you something, folks. Whoever told you chicken soup is good for the soul never slapped a liberal. You want something that is unbelievably refreshing, slap a liberal in the lips when they give you some smack. So what are we going to try to cover today? When I say try, there's just too much going on. I want to give you the jihadi update. You wouldn't believe what's going on in the world with the jihadis. Okay, I could do 2 hours of show on just what's happening with jihadis. I mean, these radical Muslims that nobody wants to talk about. From the religion of peace. And I'm going to talk to you about carnage if we get to that. L.A. County has a new lotto. You guys aware of this? I'm going to give you a hint. It's a lotto that's happening in lots of big cities around the country. Donald Trump, come on. When is Donald Trump not in the news? Donald Trump is getting more earned media. You know what they're talking about in Britain? They were trying to ban him. They say, if we ban him, we may make him a martyr. He may become bigger than life if we ban him. Can you imagine? Trump over there selling T-shirts of himself and saying, you're fired. I mean, there'd be tons of things that Trump would be able to get from being banned in Britain. Man, he's probably, I don't know, you know, what the Trump machine is and how they get things going because, you know, he's got a lot of contacts in that area, but I bet these people are salivating right now. Wow. Ban Trump. Who cares? What's to go see over there? Big Ben? He's seen Big Ben. And they ban Trump in the UK. Not in Europe. In the UK. In the UK. Not Europe. The economy. Should we talk about the economy? Well, we will. But I want to begin by talking about offense. Matt Walsh is an amazingly talented young man. He's kind of a millennial. And I got to... Matt Walsh talks about... What I'm about to read in some of his work is about millennials. But let me tell you, it isn't millennials that just Matt can limit this conversation to. Here's the way it starts. I truly believe that we are the most whiny, sensitive, thin-skinned, easily offended society in the history of the world. Nobody has ever been as prolific at getting offended as we are. Nobody cries over insignificant nonsense as loudly and consistently as us. He should have said, as we. But that's okay. I forgive him. I forgive his messing up of the language. Because most people would say as us anyway. But anyway, as I whine about his language, which was kind of the point of that little bit there, he's right. So I was on Megyn Kelly's show talking about the Oscars, the fact that black people want more recognition. Why can't we get more awards? We're very Shakespearean. And I'm thinking to myself, really? You're whining about this. You're whining about doing a job that you love, making money that you could never make anywhere else, and now you want awards.
Well, the white people get them.
So what? Let them have them. Can you just not be satisfied in a job well done? I wonder how many awards Jackie Robinson got in baseball initially, you know? You think that they were, oh, let's give that colored feller all the awards. No, they were spitting on this dude, calling him, word. They were just, nothing Jackie could do was worth it. Do you think he cared? No. He went out there and he did his best day in and day out because you know what? The best revenge is a job well done. Have people going, man, it's a shame that so-and-so didn't win the award that year. That's what people remember. I know people, they won the Super Bowl. They remember the winners, but they remember the winners in a meritocracy, not in a subjective thing. I can't tell you who won Best Picture 2 years ago. I can't. But I can tell you, man, Denzel Washington was awesome in Training Day. I can tell you that. I say it all the time. Many other people say it. Denzel, normally he plays a good character, you know? Like in Philadelphia, he played the Lloyd Manshew. But Denzel and Trent, you know, people talk about it all the time. What's your iconic role that you go, oh, man, so-and-so? Will Smith. I give Will Smith credit for his first role in Six Degrees of Separation. He acted his butt off. I don't know whether he got an award or not. I used to tell everybody that when I thought Will Smith was a cool cat. What a great role he played as a fake Sidney Poitier's son. You know, that's what the movie was about. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk more about what Matt says in terms of offended. Matt Walsh, amazing young writer. And we got a lot to talk about. I'm serious. Keep it here.
Radio show. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Again, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Go check out www.rxhelpcenters.com. If you've got any type of medication that you're taking routinely, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever, go check it out. If you're spending $100 a month on copays or prescription drugs or what have you, I promise you, you will thank me profusely. Some of you have already started. And free. These guys will help you get that stuff for free. So go check it out. www.rxhelpcenters.com. Talking about Matt Walsh's blog, an article he wrote about being offended. And he says it's the one thing we, as Americans, seem to do better than anyone else on the planet. We corner the offended market, and it's not even close. Modern Americans love to get offended more than we love eating Cinnabon or talking about our fitness goals. Touche, Matt, touche. He goes on to say, if being offended was an Olympic sport, we would grab the gold, silver, and bronze every year. If it was a job, we'd all be millionaires. In fact, we have turned it into a job, And the people who do it professionally are millionaires. It's our calling card, our national pastime. It's the battle we fight and the banner we wave. Let me tell you, shameless plug here, race pimping the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism speaks exactly to this. It speaks to the idea that everything has to offend, everything has to create an outrage, or there's no money in it. You ever had that person in your family that you go, God, please don't bring Susan, it's drama. It's just drama. They have to be offended. They have to create something everywhere they go. Whisper in the ear here. Oh, you know, I think when Brad was talking to me, it seemed like he was trying to hit on me. And all he did was say, Susan, where'd you put the hangers? You know, they got to do it. And we've got a professional class that does it. And the problem is it used to be limited to just a handful. You know, just a handful of people that said, that saw the, you know, the booty that was available in that job choice. But now it's everybody. If you don't get what you want, be offended, get a crowd together, get people to join in, blah, blah, blah. The Oscars, I'm going to talk more about that in a bit because it's such a perfect backdrop for this story that Matt Walsh wrote. Anyway, here's what he goes on to say. We get offended faster and more efficiently than anyone. And he says, it's not just our speed that separates us from the rest. It's our endurance. We have a limitless capacity for offendedness. Every week, there are dozens of new national outrages, boycott campaigns, social media crusades to raise awareness about some offensive thing or to get someone fired for saying some offensive thing or to teach people that previously non-offensive thing that has now become offensive. I know you got to be out there going, this is so true. You know, a new word. Oh, you can't say tranny. Right? Oh, you can't say blah, blah, blah. Whatever it may be. You just think about it. You think about all the things that get banned, and you're going, when did I wake up and that become bad suddenly? And I'm talking about banned words, words that could get you fired at your job that you might have said, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that you can get fired for. Oh, that's offensive. That's offensive. We would live in HR. You want to know why businesses are not productive? Because it's all about HR. Somebody's offended. My sister was saying, she left her job. She's an IT professional, and she left her job. And there's some young girl that came in, an Asian girl. And the Asian girl says to her, my sister's name is Sharenda. And the Asian girl said, okay, see you, Felicia, which is like some new term for everybody black saying bye. Okay, see you, Felicia. And my sister replies back to her, okay, love you, long time. And the girl got offended. And my sister said, well, I tell you what, if you're going to call me Felicia and I got a name tag on and you know my name, then expect what you got. And the girl looked like she says, and by the way, go to HR because I'm going to tell them what you did first. I'm just saying that's the level that we're at. Anyway, he says, he goes on to say this. Most of all, I find myself positively dazzled by the dexterity, and I love this word, and athleticism with which we get offended. We can juggle 6 or 7 outrages all at once, then drop them and pick up new ones in the blink of an eye. He's talking about the left. He's talking because I was arguing with this dude about the Oscars, and I told the guy, the black dude, I was like, dude, I don't get it. I said, I don't know how much money you make, but I said, far be it from me to go arguing on behalf of multimillionaire black whiners because they didn't get a trophy. I'm not going to argue. I'm not advocating for them. I'll advocate for kids who need parents who want to find their forever families. But I will not advocate for Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith who are making crazy money. Not going to happen. And at the end of it, he was funny. I love when you break through to somebody with real logic, and he was kind of like, all right, well, you got me there. I know. And he's naming all the black films and who should have gotten what, when, and where. And I go, that's great. phenomenal, man. It's good you're apparently a film buff. But my question is, are you a black millionaire buff? Because we got problems in the black community, and they aren't in Hollywood. In fact, Hollywood is part of the reason that we have problems in the black community. That's what you should be focused on. Not trophies for multimillionaires. Anyway, Matt goes on to say this. Our creativity and meticulousness are also quite notable here. We can look at any situation and extract hundreds of offensive factors that an untrained eye probably would have overlooked. We conjure up more fabricated outrages and controversies in a month than past civilizations could have mustered in 1,000 years. Do you remember what everyone was super worked up about 4 weeks ago? Yeah, me neither. That's the point. We move on to the new outrage so quickly, and the old ones are buried and forgotten. And here's what I say. They aren't buried and forgotten. When they kill an old outrage, they leave the carcass right on the top of the soil. There's no need to bury it. Just let it rot. Well, whatever it was back then, I'm sure it was really bad, and we were really upset. It's always something. We've located the fountain of eternal indignation, and we drink from it by the gallon. So then, it's no wonder that this is the climate with which we have given rise to a concept called microaggressions. And I love his definition of microaggressions. I'm going to get to it in just a second. And then we're going to get off this topic and get into some actual news. But the thing I want to talk about, guys, is this is the society we've built. And the only way you're going to stop it is when you say, I don't care about your piddly problems. That's why I went on, Megan, to talk about the Oscars to say, who gives a crap? I don't give a crap about those mega millionaires not getting the trophy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump had a conversation with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday regarding tariffs and taxing our imports. This, as many investors are worried that the United States might be involved in a trade war with other countries, including China. Congressman Jim Renacki says our trade policies currently are unfair.
You travel the world and you find out that American goods, you know, we pay 20% or 25% or 10% when they go to other countries, but 2% when they come back. It's just unfair right now.
President Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court pick a week from today. Count Congressman Chris Collins as one of those excited for the president's pick.
We're going to see another great conservative constitutional judge like Neil Gorsuch. And I think when push comes to shove, we're going to get 2-3 Democrats, which is what we got the last time. And hopefully all the Republicans, but and I don't think there'll be litmus test type of questions.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
People feel a little bit, your stomach feels tense. If you even mention someone's ethnicity, everyone's like, wow, wow. If I told you a true story, this Mexican guy came up to me, ho, whoa. Why does this guy have to be Mexican in your true story? I don't understand. You know, you have to speak in the most idealized, pasteurized, homogenized, colorblind at all. You know, you feel, if you notice, you're like, this guy comes up to me, could have been Mexican, I don't know, I don't care. I shouldn't have been a Central American, Hispanic, Latino. It was a man, all right? Wait a minute. I was sexist, I don't know if it was a man. Could have been a woman, could have been LGBT, I don't know. I mean, it was a life form came up to me. You know what? Hold on. I'd like to start the story by apologizing for, obviously, I'm coming from a place of Western entitled, unconscious, paternalistic fear of the other, and, you know, non-heteronormative, gender-specific. I'd like to start by saying that this apology has been a learning experience for me and a, you know, a teachable moment, and I think I'm going to do some soul-searching, and hopefully, down the line, I can start a non-profit for other people that are telling stories. You know. And
I played that clip the other day, and I don't like playing a lot of our comedy bits too fast in a row, but that one makes the bigger point here. And what we're talking about, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I'm reading from Matt Walsh's article, and he's talking about the fountain of eternal indignation, rather, which is where we drink from daily by the gallon, because everything is indignant to Americans these days. You can't use regular pronouns anymore. They're indignant. If they change a word and you haven't adjusted to it, shame on you. You've been out of the mainstream, so what? Who cares? It's your fault. And they've got things like microaggressions is now what he's talking about. And here, I love his definition of a microaggression. And we're going to move on from this because I don't want to cover too much of it. This would be what I would call a best of type show where we just study the microaggressions in the microcosm of society. All the little bitty pieces that are aggressive to you, whether it's college campuses or just microaggressions towards women, microaggression towards gays, microaggression towards transsexuals, microaggressions towards blacks, microaggressions towards millennials or whatever. Everybody's offended all the time. It doesn't matter what. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because in America, we no longer look to a higher order. We no longer say to ourselves, in the scheme of things, this is not that big of a deal. No. When you live in your own little world, everything's a big deal. There is no, well, look, God will handle it. The earth is only temporary. I'm going somewhere else. I'm not worried about it. Everything has to be worried about when you're a liberal, because that is your world. If it's couture, that is your world, man. That is all you know. And if somebody says the wrong thing, uses the wrong terminology, it is your right. It is your responsibility, your duty to worship at the fountain of eternal indignation. Take your good, solid gallon gulp and let the person know. You don't wear white shoes after Labor Day or whatever. I don't know the rules, but you get what I'm saying. So for black people, using the University of Missouri as an example, a student walking down the way, a black student, who might have heard some dude in a red truck call him the N-word, not that the dude would have any reason to or care about him, because it isn't like Columbia, Missouri doesn't have black people. It isn't like the University of Missouri just let black people in. They've been letting them in since 1959. But this rich black kid, whose father makes $2 million a year and has a net worth of, I don't know, $8 million or whatever they found out that he had, and this black kid, who we found out was getting paid by one of George Soros' front groups, decides that he needs to be offended at something that probably didn't happen. And then we find out later, to add more insult to the injury, or salt in the wound, as it were, we were told there were a group of black students practicing for some singing and dancing competition, and a drunk white guy stumbled into their room and started yelling out the N-word, to which I said to my family members, I know that's a lie. And all of us looked at each other and said, yep, that's a lie. Because let me tell you something, a drunk white dude stumbling into a room full of black people and using the N-word, the only thing you would hear about in the news is unknown white guy found in the trash can with the crap beat out of him, and they don't know what happened. That's what you'd be hearing. You wouldn't hear about black people calling their lawyers and reporting him to the chancellor and going, that happened, man. That's a lie. So we got to be offended by that. Then the football players, a bunch of babies, jump onto it and go, man, we ain't being taken care of. Now, these are the biggest, these guys are given more preferential treatment. They got white girls taking their tests, white boys taking their tests for them. White girls are their concubines, and they're acting like, oh, we're so offended at our campus, man. Shut up. That's your microaggression. And I could list others. You got black people faking being white people, and when you call them out on it, you're being microaggressive because you don't want to allow them to seek their own racial identity or whatever, excuse me. Really? That's the aggression. I didn't want to spend much time on it, but I'm already spending a lot of time on this. Anyway, Matt Walsh is who I'm reading from, but he defines a microaggression. He says a microaggression, in other words, is what happens when someone says something inoffensive, but the listener chooses to be offended by it anyway. Microaggressions are closely related to micro inequities, which is when minorities, gays, women, are, quote, overlooked or, quote, singled out by a, quote, gesture or a, quote, tone of voice that manifests a, quote, deeply rooted and unconscious bias. I did the quotes just so you can understand that where the sarcasm was, because that's the way he wrote it. Everything, oh, you didn't say this, you didn't do that, I want to be called this. I saw one where a girl looked like a dude. I mean, she was a butch lesbian, and if she just walked up to the counter and you weren't paying attention, you might say, how can I help you, sir? And she has a sign up that says, I'm not a sir. And I'm like, then quit dressing like one. Quit looking like one. It's not my fault. You look like a dude, and I call you a dude. That's just the nature of it. Anymore, I mean, look, I could give you example after example. These are microaggressions. You know, gesture, tone of voice, whatever. Jeez, get over yourselves. He writes, the great thing about the unconscious bias shtick is that it allows someone to infer offensive meanings in what you say while preventing you from defending yourself by assuming that you don't know actually what you mean or how you feel. In a bizarre world of contemporary progressivism, only the offended person can tell you how you really feel. This is the key point to all of this, folks. And it's the key point to conservatism in general. You allow people to define you. When somebody says a conservative is blankety blank, conservatives are homophobic. I'm a conservative. I have no fear of gays whatsoever. None. I have no issue in gay people. None. Any more than I would have in me. The only thing I have a problem with is that that's what they're about. I'm about them being human, not about them being gay. I don't. If the guy's a mechanic and he's gay, I don't care. I care if he can fix my car. But they have painted us into this. And I'm not saying we don't have people we're not monolithic. You don't feel like, everybody doesn't feel like me. But I can tell you this, the majority of us don't care what they do. We care how they do how they want us to look at it. You're not going to tell me how to look at your life situation. See, that's what I'm saying. They give you how you should feel. So ultimately, the only way you get away, where you end up is you feel how the offended person feels that you feel. So they've transferred their feelings to you, which is the height of ignorance. If you tell someone, it's like when black people write to me, man, you need to be, and I'm like, look, you can write, you can talk, you can come in my face or whatever. If you think for one second you're going to tell me how to be, you must be out of your ever loving mind. It will never happen, not with this black man. And see, when it's funny, when you stand up for yourself like that, they're like, what are you doing? You're not letting me get my microaggression. You're not letting me transfer my indignance to you. No, I won't. Next question. You got any more questions? It's not going to happen. And let me tell you, if you teach your kids anything, teach them that. When they have an idea or who they are, nobody should be able to challenge that. That's what I teach my sons. Short break. Back in.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look. It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk. Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because we come a long way, man. We can do some white guy crime. That's traditional white guy stuff. Sniper. Nobody thought that was a black dude, man. That's traditional crazy white guy stuff. Like chloroforming women. That's a white guy crime. Put chloroform. Chloroformer in the park, mister. You have the time, mister. You have the time. Yeah, sure. It's beautiful. Wake up hanging in the basement. He'd be in the corner. Black guy couldn't be the chloroformer, mister. You have the time. Oh, I can't help you. He'd be standing there with the fumes.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You've heard the saying, crime doesn't pay. That's what we tell our kids. We say, hey, I tell my son all the time, I go, let me tell you something. You better never steal. There is nothing that you should want that you can't get for yourself or that we won't get for you under whatever circumstances. And if you have to delay your gratification, fine, but do not steal. And, you know, you raise your kids right. You hope you do. Crime doesn't pay. We'll find out. Your punishment will be worse. Do you want to spend your life behind bars for robbing a 7-Eleven? That implies that it would be okay to rob a bank, right? No, you don't want to spend your life behind bars for robbing a 7-Eleven or robbing a bank. They're both stupid. One's just more stupid. The crime is beginning to pay. D.C. lawmakers are looking for a way to, quote, discourage people from becoming repeat offenders. You're not going to believe this story. The D.C. Council voted unanimously this week to approve a bill that includes a proposal to pay residents a stipend if they don't commit any crimes. Can you imagine? You don't get paid as a law-abiding citizen. You get paid if you're a criminal. It's based on a program in Richmond, California, that advocates say has contributed to reductions in crime. They're paying people in California not to commit crime. Under the bill, city officials who identify up to 200 people a year who are considered at risk of either committing or becoming victims of violent crime. But becoming victims, whatever. If you're the people that they're talking about, they become victims of their own nonsense. You know, drug dealers getting shot for dealing drugs. I'm sorry, I can't have any sympathy for you. Dude getting shot because he breaks into houses. Okay. Well, you waiting for me to cry? You better get to stepping. This is crazy. This is yet again exactly what I talk about all the time, folks, which is when you do it by the rules, when you play by the rules, do it by the book, you don't get paid. You're the one paying. What they should be talking about with these 200 people is here's what we're going to do. We're going to put increased policing on you. I'm not going to give you money. I'm going to watch you even closer. These people, they say, would be directed to participate in behavioral therapy and other programs. Why can't they be directed to do that without the money? If they fulfill their obligations and stay out of trouble, they get paid. Can you imagine? You know, oh my goodness. The bill doesn't specify the value of the stipends, but participants in the California program receive up to $9,000 a year. Let me ask you this. Could you use an additional $9,000 a year to do nothing? To never commit a crime? How about this? How about they give everybody who's got a conceal and carry $9,000 because these are people who have the ability to prevent crime? How about that? No, let's do it the opposite way. Let's go liberal on everybody. Let's use the craziest logic possible, because what's it going to do? It's going to say, hey, how can I get on that list to go get my $9,000? Can you imagine lobbying to get on that list? Yo, man, look here. I don't know about them other dudes, man. I don't know how y'all looking at the criteria, but I'm a bad mofo. You know, I beat up old people. You know, I knock a kid in the head to get his bite. You know what I'm saying? You need to put me on this program. Unbelievable, man. And somebody will say, this will be hailed as amazing and innovative thinking. I promise you, it will be. Councilman Kenyon McDuffie, a Democrat, really, who wrote the legislation, said it was part of a comprehensive approach to reducing violent crime in the city, which experienced a 54% increase in homicides last year. Anybody want to take a guess as to how that happened? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, it was Democrat policies like, hey, we hate the police. Go kill a cop. You think they're going to ask for Barack Obama to get tougher on black folks? D.C. is Chocolate City. I know people don't like saying that. I'll say it for you. It's where a lot of Negroes live, and a lot of crime is going on against other Negroes. And you know what? They're not tackling the issue. They want to pay off a few bad Negroes. Let's pay off some bad black folks. That'll do it. That'll stop it. Hey, you know what? This won't. The mayor saying, we're going to have a zero tolerance to crime. We've empowered the police department to go knock some heads of these 200 silly Negroes that we want to pay. We don't need to pay them. We're going to be knocking the heck out of them. How about that? How about some frontier justice? And here's what we're going to do, folks. If these suckers, these 200 people that we've identified who are bad guys, if you see them in your neighborhood, you have our permission to kick the crap out of them. How about that? Has that been tried, Kenyon McDuffie? A 54% increase in homicides in D.C., and he wants to pay criminals.
Please don't shoot people anymore. Please don't. We just can't take it.
And do you think they're going to arm these folks in D.C.? You think they're going to say, you know what? We have a solution similar to the one in Texas. They go to California to find out a solution. Why would you go to the land of fruits and nuts to go get a solution to crime? Go to Texas. Let me tell you what Texas does. You can be armed. You want to see a 54% decrease? No, you want to see a 100% decrease in the number of homicides next year in D.C.? Give everybody guns. Let them get their guns. To get a gun in D.C. right now requires almost an act of Congress. Homicides and violent crime are still down significantly, this report says, since the 2000s, and even more since the 1990s when the district was dubbed the nation's murder capital. And I'll never forget Marion Barry saying, you know, D.C. is a safe place to live if you can just forget the homicides. I mean, if you just stop counting the killings, it's pretty safe here. Unbelievable, man. McDuffie argued that spending $9,000 a year in stipends, quote, pales in comparison to the cost of someone being victimized along with the cost of incarcerating the offender. So what he's doing is he's saying, we're going to spread out the paying off the criminals amongst everybody, and we should all feel like we've been part of this. Let me tell you what would happen to me. If I knew I was paying off some fools not to do some crime, and then I get robbed, I'm going to be mad. I know I'm getting ethnic with you right now. I'm saying I'm going to be. All right. But I would be. I would be hot. If a dude came up and robbed me, I'd be like, dude, come on now. I paid you off. You've been paid. No, man. Man, I wish I could help you out, man. But they paid them other dudes. I didn't get on the list this year. Oh man, shoot, you know, yeah, that was Leroy and Ray Ray, man. They got on, but, you know, hey, I'll let them know you appreciate them, you know, but I'm gonna need that wallet. All right, here. Oh my goodness, here's what this guy says. He says, I want to prevent violent crime, particularly gun violence, by addressing the root causes and creating opportunities for people, particularly those individuals at the highest risk of offending, McDuffie, a former prosecutor, said to a letter to his constituents. This is his solution. To prevent violent crime, I'm going to pay them off. I'm not going to arm you. I'm not going to make it to where they flatly are afraid to come confront you. No, no, no. We're going to pay them off. And what do you think is going to happen next year? If I was one of these 200, I'd say, hey, look here. I know 9,000 sounds like a lot to you, but that ain't enough. I could make 50 grand to commit some violence. Or here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to discount my violence, but I still got to do something because I got to make up that shortfall. We'll be back in a bit.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.